catch up on all the Anaheim Ducks action in just 10 minutes or less, right here on Ducks Rewind.
Welcome back to another edition of Ducks Rewind. On Saturday night, the Ducks played Game 2 of their three-game road trip and the first game of a back-to-back against the Edmonton Oilers before taking on the Calgary Flames on Sunday. In the opening period from Rogers Place, the lone tally was scored by the Oil with just 2 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in the period.
Oh, look out here. Bouchard, a drive, and they had a player set up at the side of the net. Deflected it wide. Another drive from the point. They score! One might have hit somebody in front, maybe Zach Hyman on the shot from the point. I'm guessing that's who gets the goal, and Edmonton grabs a late first period 1-0 advantage.
1-0 was the score after 20 minutes of play. In the second, Edmonton added three more.
Tonight is Jack Campbell. Here's a chance for Draisaitl. He scores! He made a move with his head and shoulders coming into the right of John Gibson and put a backhand shot up into the top right-hand corner to give Edmonton their first goal in the second period, and they have a 2-0 lead now. Behind the net, Draisaitl in front. One-time shot, another shot. Gibson stopped that one off to the left of his crease. Here's Kane making a play in front. Comes back to Nurse, who fires, scores! Darnell Nurse snapped it through the legs of Gibson after John had made a couple of nice stops there. And Edmonton increases their second period lead. It's now 3-0. To the near board. Oilers get to the puck first. 8 seconds left on their power play. Bouchard. Other side. McDavid fires. It hit the post. Rebound. They score. Well, you can stop the first shot, but you know if you do, there's other folks around the net trying to put in the rebound. And that time it was Leon Draisaitl who poked it in to give the Oilers a 4-0 advantage.
4-0 was the score after two periods, as the Ducks were unable to solve the Edmonton netminder Jack Campbell. In the third, the combo of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl made it 6-0.
Nugent Hopkins to Bouchard. They got guys moving all over the place in front of Gibson. Opportunity. McDavid gets to the puck, moves in front, shoots, he scores! Connor McDavid! Wow, what a passing exhibition. Players moving around. They get rewarded for all that and have a 5-0 lead here in period three. Silverberg, rink wide, Vetrano, it's broken up. Here's a break for Edmonton, one man back, a shot, they score! Draisaitl has a hat trick as he shot it by the lone defenseman going back to help out Dostal. That was Shattenkirk. What a shot. It's now 6-0 Edmonton.
6-0 was the final score as the Ducks dropped the front end of their back-to-back. With just over 13 minutes remaining in the third period, John Gibson exited the game with a lower body injury. Lukáš Dostál entered the contest in place of Gibson and allowed one goal on 9 shots. The Ducks will be back in action on Sunday night as they'll head to Calgary to take on the Flames. Puck drop at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome will be at 5 p.m. with the pregame show beginning on DuckStream at 4:30. That'll do it for this edition of Ducks Rewind.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.